The IRS will have a new tool to help it collect taxes from Americans with overseas bank accounts. Treasury officials say 77,000 foreign banks and other financial institutions have agreed to share account information. The overseas banks will start sending that information in 2015. To explain how this is going to work, we turn to Denise Hinsky, the global tax leader of Deloitte's Foreign Tax Account Compliance Initiative. Denise, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. So is there a data sharing mechanism now in place for these institutions? Does the IRS have the apparatus it needs to handle this?
Well, technology will, of course, increase the efficiency and the ability in, to meet the demands of this information sharing for FACA. And the IRS has developed a common data sharing schema that's going to be used by foreign financial institutions and the foreign governments to pass the information in a standard way. At Deloitte, we've been a big part of the FACA compliance effort that we've been addressing with our clients is working with them to help to develop the technology solutions to be able to pass this information. We're also working with them on other technology issues such as client identification, document maintenance, and collecting the actual information that needs to be shared.
So are there international standards for the data formats and the way that it comes in? I imagine nobody wants to use paper since this is going to start in the year 2015.
As a matter of fact, paper is not going to be permitted. Everything is going to be passed electronically, and there is an international standard that's been developed. It's been developed in conjunction with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, so a group of countries working together has come up with that standard, and it's going to be adopted across to all countries so that at some point that will be the standard that will be used for passing information, not only between financial institutions and the IRS and foreign countries and the IRS, but at some point in time between, you know, multiple countries.
I was going to say this is not strictly a one-way deal with everything coming into the IRS. I mean, I imagine some of the foreign tax authorities want information from U.S. institutions.
The U.S. Treasury has actually been entering into bilateral agreements with other countries in order to facilitate the implementation of FACA. And some of these agreements do promise reciprocal information in return for the information that the foreign governments are going to be providing to the IRS. So there will be information flowing back the other way. There is also another initiative underway that's being sponsored by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development again, and that's called the Common Reporting Standard. I think the best way to describe that is FACA for the rest of the world, as it's going to be an automatic exchange of information among countries who agree to participate. It's expected to go live in early 2016, and so far there's more than 45 countries that have announced that they're going to be early adopters.
All right, so there's a lot of volume going back and forth. Now, we've got 77,000 institutions overseas sending to the IRS and potentially millions of Americans. What is the mechanism by which they are going to decide this is an account that might owe taxes? Is it a data mining? Is there some kind of averaging that goes on? How do they get it to the granular level of the individual taxpayer?
Well, the question of data mining, I think, is a difficult question to respond to as to whether or not that's, you know, whether they're going to do that. FACA is going to provide them, you know, both the institutions and governments with a lot of data. And, of course, technology and data analytics can be used for a lot of deeper insights. There is a lot of, you know, information that the IRS is going to have coming into them, and you know, the idea of matching information is not something new for the IRS. They've collected data from U.S. financial institutions and employers for years. They've matched that information to our tax returns for years. What is new here is that they will be getting information from foreign institutions. This is going to be, you know, the first time that that information will be coming in from those sources. The IRS has also been moving away from paper for years and towards collecting data electronically. This will give them, of course, an ability to access and use this data in more efficient ways. This will be the first year now coming up where, you know, all of this information, whether it's your tax returns, the information that they collect from financial institutions for through what they call the FBAR reporting, which is another form of reporting that comes in, as well as FACA, will all be done electronically, which gives them a lots of data to match.
We're speaking with Denise Hinsky. She's the global tax leader of Deloitte's Foreign Account Tax Compliance Initiative. And I guess you answered this question, but maybe you could elaborate a little bit more. This matching idea of the taxpayer and the account information, which, as you say, the IRS has been doing for years, is it unlikely or do they have a better chance of getting through this than, say, Health and Human Services did with their attempts to match up all sorts of disparate data sources?
As I said, you know, it's something that they've done for years today. When they get information in from financial institutions and your employer, through this same type of process where these institutions provide them information electronically on an annual basis and they match it against the same information that you're putting in on your tax return. And so, as I said, it's nothing new for them. And so I think that although it may have a bit of a slow start, that it will be something that, you know, should not be too difficult.
Now, the IRS has been complaining about staffing levels that are related to the budget levels that they have had because their budgets have been cut the last couple of years relative to the prior years. Do they need more people to do this, or do they the systems they have in place simply need to be expanded and just bigger pipes put in?
From a U.S. Treasury's perspective, the Foreign Payments Practice, which was started last year, is the group that's actually going to oversee and enforce FACA. It's my understanding that they're actually currently increasing staffing within that group in order to handle it. They also have an international data management group that is going to be supporting FACA, and they're the ones that developed and are maintaining the registration site and are overseeing the data collection and the sharing. And that group as well, I believe, is increasing their staffing at this point in time.
And so what are the risk factors going ahead as this data starts to flow sometime in the middle of next year?
There's always risk factors with data. I think making sure that they're getting the good data from the financial institutions and that it's clean and that it's correct. Whenever you're dealing with data, there can always be issues about making sure that that data is safe and that it winds up in the right place. So I think I would see those as some of the biggest risks here. But I believe that they're putting the right controls in place to make sure that that is not going to be an issue.
So is this the end of the Swiss bank account as it's been in cliche and reality for so many decades?
I think that we are moving away from a world where there is, you know, the ability to secret away assets and probably to a world where there's a lot more transparency. Whether you're looking at FATCA or you're looking at the Common Reporting Standard that I mentioned a little while ago, there's a lot more interest in sharing information. Governments are more interested in making sure that, you know, they're able to identify who their taxpayers are.
All right. Sounds like then that you would say, just judging from what you can tell from the outside, IRS looks fairly ready to take this on.
I think there are challenges. You know, when you look at any kind of initiative like this, the governments and financial organizations are navigating an increasingly complex global and regulatory environment here. And that, of course, brings a number of challenges with this. First of all, FATCA truly is a global initiative, and with the advent of these bilateral agreements, we're no longer dealing with a one set of rules here. Each country is issuing their own FATCA guidance, and these rules don't always work well together or with the regulations themselves. One of my frustrations as an advisor is the uncertainty in interpreting some of the requirements due to the different set of rules. Secondly, because FATCA is complex and there have been a lot of delays in transitional relief, even today we're still waiting for important guidance from the government. Some institutions have slowed down or in some cases have stopped the implementation efforts. A Deloitte poll that we did a while ago referenced we did a while ago found that 37% of business executives across the globe were only moderately ready or not at all ready for this July 1st deadline that was coming up. And finally, I think there are still a lot of organizations out there that, you know, don't even believe that FATCA applies to them, and so they're not doing anything. So I think when you look at, you know, what are the challenges that the government faces with trying to get this to work, it's dealing with some of these things. It's not necessarily the data itself. Those are going to be what the challenges are at the end of the day.
Denise Hinsky is the global tax leader of Deloitte's Foreign Account Tax Compliance Initiative. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.